Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Bedford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. You just heard Natural Mystic by Bob Marley and the Wailers off of their 1977 hit album, Exodus. Today is Bob Marley's birthday, so I thought I'd start off with a little bit of that. Before that, you heard Global Grooves from Jake, and you are back on the best three-hour block of college radio. We're going to keep it moving. Up next, got some Steely Dan. This is Haitian Divorce.
Preacher's face turned red.
All right, that was Haitian Divorce by Steely Dan off of their 1976 album, The Royal Scam. Really good. Re-listened to that whole album over the weekend and was reminded of how good that song in particular was. Because I was getting into an argument with Dan about how Side A of the album was much stronger. And I was proven wrong. Side B's got a lot of hits on it. Up next, got some Jim Croce. I've been listening to this album in particular a good amount because I had heard the song this song randomly last week and forgot how good it was. This is You Don't Mess Around With Jim from the album of the same name. Enjoy.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
That was You Don't Mess Around With Jim by Jim Croce, who pretty famously died in a plane crash about a year after that came out. So really not that much material from him, but some really, really great stuff in those couple albums that he did release. Another really good song on that album in particular is Rapid Roy. It's a real, real fun one. I know somebody with the tattoos from that song, so shout out Colin. I'm going to keep it going. I found out somewhat shockingly last week that Melvin Seals, who joined the Jerry Garcia band in the 80s and stayed with it until it disbanded upon Jerry's death in the 90s, is still touring, strangely enough, with a few of the members from kind of the later JGB lineups and some new people who I guess are just, you know, deadheads and familiar with the music. They're coming to the Chevalier Theater in Medford in April, and so I snagged tickets. Never been the biggest JGB fan. I mostly stick to dead materialism. Sure, you're aware if you listen to the show at all. But as a result of getting these tickets, I've been digging more and more into the JGB catalog, and I really like a lot of the stuff. Mostly some of the earlier stuff, specifically when he was with Merle Saunders, before it was like officially called the Jerry Garcia Band. And this is from one of those earlier lineups, specifically from 1975, I want to say, in Berkeley. And this is Let It Rock. So we're going to play this. It's a fun little bluesy track. Got John Kahn on the bass, who was, of course, Garcia's longest collaborator outside of the Grateful Dead themselves. So hope you all enjoy. Thank you.
busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.normal.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
So that was Willie Nelson with her PSA, and before that you heard Let It Rock by Jerry Garcia Band from 1975. Thought it'd be fun to play that PSA, considering that the Grammys were last night and Willie Nelson took home Best Country Album. Not that I care much about the Grammys, but every year the list of nominees comes out and I sigh because there's just so many glaring oversights. And then every year the winners come out and I sigh even harder because, of course, even the best of the kind of mediocre selection that the Grammys go with every year normally never wins. Last night, some, you know, Harry Styles winning Album of the Year is absurd, for a ton of reasons. I'm not gonna go into my rant. But yeah, Willie Nelson took home two Grammys, good for him. Grateful Dead took home one for, best packaging for a release, which was cool for the, Madison Square Garden set they put out, last fall. So yeah, there you go. Gonna keep it moving a little bit. Got some, Sly and the Family Stone up after... Or actually, no, we got a Ween song up next. Then we got Sly and the Family Stone after that. This is Tried and True by Ween off of Quebec. I'm like 99% sure I've played this before, but for some reason my giant collection of songs that I've played on this show wasn't showing it. So I'm going to consider this a first-time play. This is probably my all-time favorite Ween song. I absolutely love this. Yeah, this is Tried and True off Quebec. Enjoy.
Time and space.
That was Tried and True off of Quebec by Ween. Up next, we got some Sly and the Family Stone, specifically Love and Hate. But of course, Hate is spelled H-A-I-G-H-T, as in Hate Ashbury, not H-A-T-E. Been listening to a lot of Sly Stone recently, specifically this album. There's a riot going on. There's really, really excellent music. It's of course a reference to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, comes out a year after Marvin Gaye's death, and it's sort of, you know, it's a little bit poignant in what it's trying to say if you listen to the whole album. But of course, Family Affairs on here, which is probably the most famous song Sly Stone ever made. This is one of my personal favorites. This is the opening track to the album. So yeah, enjoy. It's just some really good funk.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Love and Hate, Best Line of Family Stone. Just want to briefly talk. I saw three really great movies last week. They were started with, Started with Assault on Precinct 13, Somerville Theater, on Thursday night. John Carpenter's first, like, real feature. I don't really count Darkstar, because Darkstar kind of sucks. Assault on Precinct 13, great. Hadn't seen it before. Highly recommend it, especially if it's coming to a theater nearby you, because I know the new restoration's kind of making the rounds. Really just solid action movie. Just really, really solid action movie. And then after that, I watched Night of the Hunter, which I hadn't seen in about 5 years, and quickly just reminded me why it's one of my favorite movies ever made. Robert Mitchum's greatest performance ever, easily, in my opinion. And arguably, probably the prettiest American movie ever made, especially prettiest American black and white movie ever made. Basically, every 5 minutes while watching it, I was absolutely floored by some visual aspect of the movie. If you haven't seen it before, 100% check it out. It's also kind of the proto-horror film in a lot of ways. A lot of elements of it would that get adapted into kind of like slashers of the early 70s. And some other, you know, kind of special filmmaking elements in there. And then finally, last night, I saw the 4K restoration of The Trial, the Orson Welles movie based on the Franz Kafka kind of unfinished novel, starring Anthony Perkins. It's the only other movie outside of Psycho I've ever seen him in. And that was insane. I often forget why Orson Welles is hailed as, you know, as big of a deal as he is, and then I see one of his movies and I'm reminded, yeah, he's just a genius. The Trial is almost impossible to describe. The plot simply is just a man is accused of a crime and he's never told what the crime is or what the charge is or anything other than that. He's just accused, and it kind of sends him in this kind of manic state, just trying to figure out what's going on. Movie kind of heavily relies on dream logic, but it actually works. The opening scene is insane. Highly recommend The Trial if you haven't seen it, especially if you haven't checked out Welles' greater filmography. But yeah, really solid week for movies for me. Very proud of that. Got a few more tracks, and then I'm going to leave you. We got the Silica Gel Slop Hour after this, rounding out the best 3 hours in college radio. Got some jazz fusion, though, right now. Some Japanese jazz fusion, to be particular. This is Take Me by Cassiopeia off of Min Jams. Enjoy. Thank you. Yeah, so that was Take Me by Cassiopeia on their live album Mint Jams. I've been listening to a lot of jazz and jazz fusion recently. I brought up with the show multiple types of class that I'm taking, and it's just kind of, you know, seeped into my life and my general listening habits. But yeah, my recommendation for you is if you can't get into like traditional kind of like jazz and bop and stuff and hard bop and stuff like that, listen to jazz fusion, because especially I think a lot of people have kind of rock backgrounds and maybe jazz is kind of obtuse to them in some sort of way, but jazz fusion is, I think, is a really great kind of easy way to get into jazz as a whole. If you like that, check out more of Cassiopeia's stuff. They're a really cool Japanese jazz fusion group from, they're still around, I think. They're in like their fourth iteration or whatever, but you know, their stuff from the 80s is really, really good. Also, Herbie Hancock, of course. Headhunters specifically is probably the best jazz fusion album ever made. I was thinking about playing some of that on my set today. Maybe later down the road. We'll see. Up next, got some Allman Brothers. Haven't played them on the show in a long time, and this is one of my favorites from Eat a Peach. This is Trouble No More, live at Fillmore East in 1971. Enjoy. I got one more track for y'all before I leave. to close out the show, we got a live performance of Cortez the Killer from the late 1970s by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. And then after that, got the Silica Gel Slop Hour from my friend Dan, which I encourage you to stay and listen to if you want to hear some really cool and diverse stuff that I would probably not play on this show because he outclasses me in that sense. Next week I'll be back. I'm going to be doing love songs because it's the day before Valentine's Day, and I think that's a fun little theme. But yeah, this has been Harrison on Stranger Waves on 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Cortez the Killer. I'll see you next week.
War was never known. The people worked together. They lifted many stones. They carried them to the flat land. They died along the way. But they built up with their bare hands what we still can.